Hey gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, again coming to you from beautiful Barcelona, Spain. We've got a major clash of civilizations happening right now, unfolding right in front of our very eyes, and the escalating tensions in the Middle East. Many of you may know, but we've had two major developments happening in the last couple of days. First and foremost, we have the assassination of the Hamas leader, one of the major Hamas leaders, Ismail Haniyeh, in Tehran, of all places. Again, talk about geopolitical significance here. He was in Iran. I believe he was visiting there for the inauguration of their new president. Their previous president, Ibrahim Raisi, was killed in a helicopter crash several weeks back. And so Haniyeh was in Tehran for the inauguration ceremonies, and he was blown up. New York Times is reporting that the Israeli Mossad had planted a bomb in the Tehran facility where Haniyeh was staying months ago, apparently, and we're just waiting for an opportunity, as it were, and they got it. And so what you ended up having is the assassination of one of the major leaders. He was actually prime minister in the Palestinian region with Hamas for a year or two, a couple of years back. And now he has been killed. At the same time, on July the 30th, you have Israel attacking Beirut. Now, they did it in response to rocket attacks from Lebanon that killed several civilians in Israel. But you have a clear escalation of this conflict in the sort of twofold provocation. And the question is, what's going on here? What is Israel doing? Well, most would argue, ultimately, Israel would like the United States to enter into this conflict and take out their arch nemesis, Iran. The United States is still bitter about what Iran did to us 40 years ago with the Iranian hostage crisis, and want our revenge at some point. Israel, that could also be one of the reasons why Israel did it, in the sense that Iran is going to have to temper their response, given that they don't want to draw the United States into this conflict. But it seems ultimately that's what Israel would like to do. They would like the United States to take out their arch nemesis, Iran. As a result, that would more or less take out Hezbollah, which is basically a proxy for Iran in Lebanon, and then maybe the penultimate arch nemesis for Iran. The problem here is that it seems to only, this twofold provocation seems to only be uniting and reawakening a mass Islamic resistance against Israel. And this is the big problem that Israel is about to face, I think, and the West as a whole is about to face. We've already got Ayatollah Khamenei coming out, as well as Nasrallah, the leader of Hezbollah, saying that this twofold provocation has awakened the whole of the axis of resistance. And they're not alone. The Houthis in Yemen have come out and said the same. Even Erdogan in Turkey, President Erdogan, is threatening that Turkey may have to get involved in this and push back against Israel, what it's doing in Gaza. So we're seeing the whole of the Islamic world, Sunni and Shiite, uniting together against Israel and against the West.
Does your financial advisor have your values in mind when it comes to investing in financial planning? Like when you invest in the stock market, do you know exactly which companies you're investing in? I mean, obviously, given the rise of Woke Inc., I bet you could think of a whole host of companies you don't want to give a dime to because of what they believe in and how they're contributing to the moral decline of America. And they're certainly not going to do that with your hard-earned dollars. Thankfully, my friends over at Sovereign Financial are committed to helping all of their clients be good stewards by investing your money only in companies you can be proud to own. Click on that link below and you'll quickly find they never invest in companies that support or profit from abortion, pornography, addictive lifestyles, or abuses of any kind. They only invest with companies contributing to positive change in America. This is huge, gang. These fiduciary financial planners always put your interests first. They help their clients be good stewards through tax strategy and planning, retirement planning, and they help you create a legacy for the next generation of Americans. The Patriots at Sovereign Financial are the real deal. So what are you waiting for? Now's the time to get your finances secured and working for you and for the good of our nation. Click on that link below right now to chat with a financial advisor and a true patriot today.
And what we have to understand here is that this isn't 1991 anymore. The United States does not have a monopoly, as it were, in world order. We are seeing a multipolar world rising that's rooted in civilizationalism. We talk about this all the time on the channel. And civilizationalism, when all said and done, rejects the notion that world order should be based on common political and economic protocols and systems and institutions. Instead, civilizationalism argues that world order is actually rooted in culture and in manifold and different cultures, and that the appreciation and the respect for cultural difference is at the heart of a new world order that is rooted in tradition and religion and civilization. It's the rejection, in effect, of globalism and managerialism and systemization of political and economic institutionalized protocols that are at the heart of globalization. It's total rejection of that. And so what you're starting to see is more and more the world decoupling itself from the West. And they're following the lead of some huge civilizational states like China and Russia and India. India is kind of in between. It's sort of a via media between this new civilizationalist world and the globalist West. But regardless, what we have to understand is the world is increasingly decoupling itself from Western structures and institutions, realigning itself around civilizationalist structures and institutions. And the Islamic world is unifying itself to join in with that new civilizationalist world. And what we have to understand is that that risks provoking Russia and China and bringing Russia and China into this mix. If Israel is trying to get America to come into this conflict, make no mistake, the Islamic world will not just unite around a common enemy of Israel, but now, given that so much of the Islamic world is being integrated into the civilizationalist world, particularly through the new structures of BRICS, right? That's the economic bloc that was traditionally, historically, Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa, but now is three OPEC nations of Saudi Arabia, Iran, and the United Arab Emirates, and with many more wanting to join as well in the Islamic world. Now that you have actually formal structures in this civilizationalist world, they have friends too. Iran has friends. Lebanon has friends that go beyond the basic Western protocols of NATO and the EU and the IMF and all this sort of stuff. They're gonna draw from those structures, those alliances, as a way of being able to push back against anything that Israel might be able to try to galvanize in their fight against Hamas. So all of this is to say, we are seeing a clash that is civilizational to its core in the Middle East, and its potential for escalation seems to know no end. And that's the devil's bargain that's unfolding in front of our very eyes. In the end, I don't think the United States is strong. I think we are so politically week internally that I don't think we're going to get involved. We'll see. I don't know. We've got some insane lunatics running the joint right now. We'll see. And I don't think Russia or China is quite ready to get involved with this either. But that's what we're going to have to keep. I mean, I know Doug McGregor is very much keen on that. We're going to have to keep an eye on the extent to which we're going to see something of that kind of escalation of these big major powers coming in and getting involved if they feel that the West, the collective West, starts beating up on, particularly on Iran and Lebanon. So we'll have to see what goes on with that. But there's no question we are seeing a clash of civilizations unfold right before our very eyes. And it's one whose escalation seems to know no bounds. God bless, gang.